about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter day by day. Yes, it does.
Hallelujah. Amen. Can we get the podium? Put your hands together for the Lord. Are you ready for what is coming this evening? I can't hear you. Are you ready for what is coming this evening? Hallelujah. God has anointed our Father. God has anointed a man of God that loves God. Amen. To preach the word of God tonight. So if I were you, and if you are ready, I want you to rise up to your feet. I want you to put your hands together. I want you to jump. I want you to give a shout of praise as we welcome my favorite preacher, your father and my father, Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, what a blessing! Thank you, Jesus. As we gather, may your spirit work within us. Oh yes,
as we gather, may we glorify your name.
Oh,
knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship,
oh yes,
we'll be blessed because we give.
Tell somebody we'll be blessed. We'll be blessed because we give.
We'll be blessed because we give.
As we gather,
may your spirit work within us.
Work within us.
As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship,
oh yes,
we'll be blessed because we give. We'll be blessed because we give.
The steadfast love,
the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning.
Presence of the Lord is here.
Amen.
Because divine orchestrations of plans with angels are here.
Amen.
Angelic presence is here.
Amen.
Heavenly support is here. Angelic assistance is yours. The Holy Spirit is here.
Amen.
Father, we bless your name for the blood of Jesus Christ and what work was done on the cross, without which we will be nothing. Even access to your throne of grace would have been impossible. How can you imagine that all of us would come here with bulls and goats and all kinds of offerings just for the sins of the past? Once we step out there, the sins start again. But because of your everlasting blood, we can access permanently and boldly your throne of grace. This evening we come accessing that same throne of grace, that you will minister grace to help us in time of need, and your mercy that we need so it's an aggressive need, it's a desperate need. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. I bind the principalities of Memphis. I bind every foul spirit that followed anybody here, and I declare the presence of God will prevail. Lord, may you be elevated, may you be lifted up, that all men will be drawn unto you. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Tell three people your miracle is here. Your miracle is here. Your miracle is here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now you may sit on top of your enemies with some confidence. Your miracle is here. I said, tell them your miracle is here. God came with your miracle. Hallelujah. Now, you may please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. You know, As I have thought through and as I have rehearsed in my heart about this convention or revival, only joy has filled my heart. I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you are here. I'm happy that God's blessing will meet you at the point of your need. Mark it somewhere. You will never go home the same. You will never go the way you came. Those that came with diseases, you are going home with healing. Those that came home, came here with demons, you are going with angels in Jesus' name. You came here with a curse. Well, you came to the right place. You leave with a blessing in Jesus' name. You leave with a blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Because I'm going to talk to you about somebody who had the same situation as yours. Somebody that the Lord rearranged his life. And all of us even admire him in spite of how he started. Ladies and gentlemen, today is your rearrangement date. Something will be put in the right place. Something that was wrong will be corrected in your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Now, I want to read a verse of scripture from Isaiah chapter 65. And verse number 8. Isaiah chapter 65, verse number 8. Bible says, thus saith the Lord. Tell somebody, it's the Lord who's speaking. As the new wine is found in the cluster. And one says, destroy it not. Why? For a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant Jacob's sake, that I may not destroy them all. Amen. I'll say it again. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. As the new wine is found in the cluster. You see, when you talk about a cluster, you're talking about a group. A cluster means a collection. So when there is a gem or a jewel in the midst of a cluster of things, you may easily, I have thrown $100 bill away before. Because we was in the midst of papers and rags. Listen, recently, my wife was about to give a bag that didn't belong to her to somebody. Now, do you know something? I was going to Ghana and there was $5,000 for somebody, for a project for somebody. The person sent the money. My wife went and withdrew the money and put it somewhere. Ladies and gentlemen, she couldn't remember. She could not remember. 5,000 United States dollars, not Zimbabwean dollars. But you know something? He was supposed to give it to me to send. So I traveled from here without the person's money. When I went to Ghana, I had to borrow $5,000 to pay the person. Yes. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, now, what was yours suddenly, it's not there anymore. And there was a bag which was so dirty, was giving the bag away. Yes. As part of the rat, to be thrown away. Somehow the Lord opened her instincts to say, before I throw this away, let me just shake it. Let me shake it. Let me shake it. Ladies and gentlemen, as he shook the bag, they dropped. an envelope. But what should be in that envelope? $5,000. How many would have liked to just be given the bag? You receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the thing you are about to destroy or throw away, there is a blessing in it. It cannot be thrown away. It should not be thrown away. God will make sure that it is not cast away, because there's a blessing inside. May you not be destroyed, because there's a blessing in you, in Jesus' name. When a cluster is being discarded and you happen to be there, because a blessing is on you, may that cluster not be destroyed, in Jesus' name. Yeah. Huh. That shocked me. I was somewhere in Indiana and she called me and said, send me a text of a picture. And then in the text, the bag was there and the blessing was here. Told me, this is what happened. When I saw the envelope, I started jumping with joy. Everything that brings people regret about you because they don't notice inside of you is a blessing. Tonight, God will make that blessing obvious, will separate you out for a blessing. In Jesus' name. Yeah. It says, as the new one is wine is found in the cluster. Inside the cluster. Everything that has made you confused about who you are, may the Lord take away the confusion in Jesus' name. And he said, destroy it not. Why? Because a blessing is inside of it. Can you imagine that my wife has set fire to the bag? Can you imagine? And it could easily have happened. That, you know, this bag, the way it is, what? You know, there's a fire. Just throw it in the, garbage. But because there was a blessing, the Lord never allowed for that bag to be thrown away. Clap for the Lord. The Lord will never allow a distraction to come because of the blessing. For there's a blessing in it. So I will do. God says, this is what I will do for my servant's sake, so that I might not destroy them. Then verse 9, it says, specifically, I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah. Now, he's calling that Israel is a seed. It's a collection. It started with a man, Jacob. I will extract the seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains, and mine elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell in that selection. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The Lord says he will select out of Jacob a seed that if you don't identify it well, you throw it away. Tonight, I came to tell you there is a blessing that is inside of you that is about to be discovered, that will prevent you from being destroyed, that will prevent your life from destruction in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. You know, some of the people, if the father of President Obama knew what kind of potential was in him, he would not have abandoned him. The president of the United States, a father from Kenya. All those of you who are fathers who don't take care of children, take note. Take note. Where's my... Hallelujah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, so I want you to know that God said this thing, that because there's a blessing in the middle of the cluster, mm-hmm. He will not destroy it. And he used a human being to exemplify that. And the person was Jacob. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Everybody had rejected Jacob as a thief, as a supplanter, as a trickster. But inside of that man, God has seen a treasure. May God find a treasure inside of you. May God find a blessing inside of you. Therefore, may God save you from destruction. Listen, I'm going to read something about Jacob to you that will surprise you. Bible says we are all the Israel of God. Jacob's first, the final name was Israel, and I'll show you why. Okay? So, I just want you to be aware of the fact that if the Lord says you are a blessing, nobody can destroy you. Nobody. Nobody can destroy you. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 9 and verse 9 to 16. I'm going to explain something. The life's rearrangements that will come to you. Let's read it from New Living Translation. For this is the word of promise, God's promise to you. At this time, I will come the next year. I'll return about this time next year. And Sarah will have a son. Verse 10. The son was the ancestor of Isaac. When he married Rebecca, she gave birth to twins. Listen. Even twins, there will be a difference. You may look alike, but there will be a difference. Hallelujah. Never think you are the same as the person sitting by you. Accept God's status, even if he doesn't look like it, concerning you. Let me tell you something. So they gave birth to Esau and Jacob. Verse 11. But before they were born, before they had even done anything good or bad, she received a message from God. This message shows that God chooses people according to his own purposes. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Before they could do bad or good, God had purpose that this one will be a blessing. God had chosen. May the Lord choose you for the blessing. No matter what you do, right or wrong, no matter who you think or don't think, no matter your background, when God chooses you for the blessing in a cluster of people, you are blessed and distraction will not affect you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Today I come to tell you about God's choices that come from mercy. Yeah, Abba Father. The mercy of Abba Father is continuing. This message shows that God is the one who chooses people according to his own purposes. Then verse 12. He calls people, but not according to their good or bad works. I want you to believe. Some of you have relegated yourself that God will never bless you because of your background. Some of you, your faith is in the fact that you are evil. Your faith is in the background of negativity. But I have news for you. That if you will present yourself as you are to the Lord in faith, God looks for faith people, not works people. I'm telling you. Because my background should not qualify me. My faith, always when people come to Jesus, he will ask them, do you believe that I can heal you? And when he finishes, he says, your faith has made you whole, not your works. The Pharisees had works. They never found a miracle from the Lord. The Pharisees never, never, never had a miracle from the Lord. Now, Bible says that he calls people, but not according to their works, good or bad. She was told, your older son will serve your younger son. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Let's put away human protocol and believe God in divine protocol. Clap for the Lord Jesus. He said, they hadn't done anything good or bad. He just made a choice. I, God, I like this one. The older will serve the younger. Every one of you who is now using hierarchy alone as your promotion, you're in the wrong place. I'm going to show you some things that will tell you when God rearranges your life, when he places a blessing on you, it doesn't matter what cluster you have found, you will be fished out. You will not be destroyed. For there's a blessing inside that cluster. You are the blessing. I said, you are the blessing. Your older son will serve your younger son. What had they done? What had this older one done for God to make a determination like that? What is it about a young man that impressed God so much? Nothing. They had done nothing. They had done nothing. Let's keep reading verse 13. In the words of the scriptures, God was saying, I have loved Jacob, but I've rejected Esau. King James says, Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated. Romans 8, 9, verse 14. Let's keep reading. Are we saying then that God is unfair? Of course not. Of course not. Keep going. For God said to Moses, I, God, will show mercy to anyone I choose. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And I will show compassion to anyone that I choose. May God choose you for his mercy. May God choose you for his compassion. May God choose you for his blessing. I am surprised that he chose me. I am surprised. I was not the best of my siblings. I was not the best of students. I'm not the best of doctors. I don't think I'm the best of pastors. There are people far higher. There are Esau's with birthrights, but he chose Jacob without birthrights. There are older people who are more qualified by rank, but he chose Jacob without rank. Ladies and gentlemen, verse 16 says, Therefore, so it is God who decides to show mercy. We can neither choose it nor work for it. Clap for the Lord Jesus Christ. If I were you, I would be asking the Lord, choose me for your mercy. Choose me for your mercy. Make the decision in my favor. Because it's the Lord who chooses who he will show mercy. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I have officiated weddings. It's not the most beautiful people who get married. It's those the Lord shows mercy. I've been in the church business for a while, more than 20 years. I became a pastor in 1997 by the grace of God. When I see people walk the aisle, I said, this man, what was he thinking? In his coconut. All the beautiful girls in the church, this is what you liked? But it is not the beauty. It's not of works. It's not what you do. It's not how beautiful. It's of the Lord who showeth mercy. May his mercy find you. May his mercy find you. May his mercy find you. Hey! I've seen things in this world. Today, I'm just here to let you know. Accept God's blessing. But because of God's blessing, you will not be destroyed. Because don't associate with cluster. Believe God that in the midst of the cluster, you will be the blessing. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yes. 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 Destroy it not. Whatever is about to destroy, because of the blessing upon your life, you will not be destroyed. Whatever is about to take you away from your position, may the blessing upon you protect and preserve you. In Jesus' name. Therefore, the question is, what is it about Jacob that seems to attract God's mercy? What is it? So that guy came out of the womb, mercy of the Lord all over his life. He's somebody worthy of studying. somebody you want to associate with and see what is the Jacobic blessing that God keeps talking about. What is it about Jacob? How is God manifesting in his life? Yes. What is he doing? Or what is the blessing making him do? You know, sometimes you can look at people who excel in exams. See, this guy is always first. And go and say, what is it he's doing? Number one, what do people who are always first, what do they do? And do it. You suddenly would surprisingly get, you say it's IQ and all that. But you see, it's not just that. Yeah. So me, I look for people who are blessed. Yeah, associate with them. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20, he that walketh with the wise shall become wise, and the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Yeah. And it is not, distraction is for the companion of fools, cluster of fools. But ladies and gentlemen, when you see blessing, associate with it. Oh, yeah. And I am interested in the life of Jacob. God said he's blessed. God said he's shown him mercy. So how was his life turning out? What was he doing? How was he? What was the arrangement around him? Number one. Birthright. Jacob was associated with birthright rearrangement. Birthright rearrangement. Did you know that Jacob, when he was being born, he was tagging on this Esau, and then instead of Esau coming first, he turned it and then he came first. Hey, birthright exchanges. Genesis chapter 25 from verse 29. Genesis 25 from verse 29. And Jacob sought pottage. And Esau came from the field and he was hungry or faint. New King James will help us better. Then verse 30. Verse number 30. Sister girl. And Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with the same red stew, for I am hungry. I'm famished. Hey. Don't just throw your hands in the air. Do something. Okay. Now, you know, don't try to look good. Try to help good. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, please feed me with the same red stew, for I am weary. Therefore, his name was called Edom. So the Edomites are the people, the descendants of Esau. He got his name from red stew. May your hunger not give you a label. Rest you. Edom. Edomites are from Esau. You know? Sometimes, when instead of seeking spiritual food, you seek carnal things, that's how you end. You get a name, but you lose your birthright. This guy, Jacob, was a man of spiritual thirst and hunger. When Esau was a man of carnal hunger, I'm talking about how to become a blessing in the midst of a cluster such that distraction will not affect you. Amen. Learn to be a man around whom birthrights are exchanged. You are born carnal, but you become spiritual. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You learn to draw on God. God's mercy. Say, it's of the Lord who is the one who chooses. When he shows you mercy, you are blessed. Therefore, associate with the things that God values. This guy, Esau, did not value birthright. Bible call it bebelosis. People who despise sacred things, godly things, they are not blessed. I'm telling you. When I learned this, I said, me, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things shall be added. I am going to seek the things of God for all of my life. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And I see the blessings coming. You shouldn't worry about what cluster you find yourself. If you can associate with spiritual things rather than with rescue. Jesus Christ, when he was tempted with bread, he didn't eat. He said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Father. That's why he was blessed. That's why he's still seated at the right hand of God, interceding for you and I. But Adam, immediately the fruit came. He said, Adam and Eve, let's eat some. For chop some. Let's eat. And dropped everything of God. Eat. Therefore, his name was called Edom. Keep going. Verse 31. But Jacob said, sell me your birthright as of this day. Yes. He said, it's a spiritual thing. You don't want it. You can take my food. I will take the spiritual birthright. I'll pay anything. I'll give up anything for what God values. And then he went on verse 32. And Esau said, look, I am about to die. So what is the use of a birthright at all to me? I'm hungry. Why should I think about spiritual things? Is it church we eat? Is it Bible? Is it sermon? What do you mean podcast when I can go to work? What do you mean come for a convention when I can be sleeping? What is it? You call them shepherd. You want I should be shepherd. Shepherd. Special forces. I should come for choir rehearsal. I have better things to do. What is that? Look, I am about to die. So what is the use of a birthright to me? Then keep going. Verse 32, 33. Then Jacob says, swear to me as of this day. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. Then verse 34. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and red stew of lentils. Edom. I've eaten lentils. Lentils in Israel. Twice. It's powerful. I'll be there. Then he ate and drank, arose and went his way. And Esau despised his birthright. May you never be despised spiritual things. Amen. What am I talking about? This is divine exchange. Ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you that God can divinely rearrange your life and bring an exchange. You'll be surprised. Tonight, I pray that by the time you leave here, something that was not in line for you will be in line for you in Jesus' name. Something that was going for somebody will be rearranged so that you will have it in Jesus' name. When Brittany was giving her testimony here, and was telling us that he was not supposed to pass. She was supposed to be rejected. And then she pressed on, went and wrote to the lecturer. And the lecturer said, well, you don't qualify, seize what you deserve. But some mercy appeared and things were rearranged. Grace were rearranged. By the time he realized she was through. She was through. Things can be rearranged in the realm of the spirit. Never give up. God can change your situation. God can change your situation. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that whatever right anybody has, God can easily give you that right. The birthright was for Esau, but God rearranged, and by the time we realized it was Jacob's birthright. I've seen that miracle many times. When I was actually going through school, and I went to New York, and I was doing my specialization after I had finished internal medicine. I said I wanted to do gastroenterology. I applied. Last minute, I was taken a program that took only one person. A lot of people had applied, and I came late, and I was chosen. I didn't know why I was chosen. I was not American. I was not whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, the program started. Out of hundreds of people, only one I was chosen. In 6 months' time after the program was started, then one day the program director calls me to her office and then opens up some documents to me. There was my file, my profile and everything. Then she asked me, did you know that this program was for citizens of the United States? I said, you are telling me. Are you a citizen of the United States? I said, no, thou knowest. I presented all my papers and I was chosen. Then she told me, I'm sorry. This program is for citizens. I don't know why we chose you. I don't know what we overlooked. I don't know how you got to be here. Because there were hundreds of candidates who qualified with citizenship to become trained to become a gastroenterologist. I said, what you gonna do? Then she looked in my face and said, it's too late. All the candidates are gone long ago. We have to rearrange the program to fit you in, to change things, to accommodate you. There is a blessing inside there. Destroy it not. Yeah. It's because of the blessing. The blessing was put upon Jacob at birth. When there's a blessing, God rearranges things to fit you into where you're supposed to be. The blessing will manifest. I said tonight, let the blessing speak for you, not your birthright. A blessing can make you be chosen. You'll be surprised. A blessing can bring you favor. You'll be surprised. A blessing can cause people whose head is like coconut to be the ones walking down the aisle. You will be that person in Jesus' name. Yeah. Destroy it not. For there's a blessing. There's a blessing tonight. That's why I said, look, God will touch you with some special oil tonight. A blessing will remain on your life for good. When things are rearranging, sometimes I look and I say, man, when did I get chosen? How did I get chosen? How did I get to be here? How did this favor come upon me? Because the blessing is inside of you. Yeah. Things will be rearranged. A guy will tell you, I don't like you. She will be surprised. He'll be surprised. But he's liking you. It's the blessing of the Lord that is bringing the favor. A school will say they will not select you. I'm telling you, so long as you have learned to walk in the blessing of the Lord, whatever it takes to stay in the blessing, if it is sacred things, like sacred things. If it is worship, like worship. If it is tithe, like to tithe. Whatever brings God's blessing is worth it. Because in a cluster, God will point and say, there's a blessing inside of that. You can't destroy them because of this blessing. You can't destroy it. Yeah. Divine exchange. Tell somebody, divine exchange. Yeah. You know, when I finished the course without citizenship, and then I got a job here in Memphis. I thank God I came here because of that. I know you. Nice people like you. Diane, if I didn't come here, I wouldn't know a nice person like you. I'm so happy I came. What would I do without Diane? Oh! Listen. And then finally I applied from the job for my green card and citizenship. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes minimum 3 years, maximum 5 years to go through. The application went through, and then I was there waiting because I'm working 3 years in this place so that we call it underserved areas so that you can get citizenship. Within 2 months, I'm telling you, approval came. So the lawyer told me, oh, somebody doesn't know what they are doing in the immigration office. And then she asked me to call and tell them that this is not. I said, me, I should call. You must be out of your mind. I should call. I just said, okay. I never made a phone call. Within 2 months after that, my green card came. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I'm telling you, approved in 2 months, collected in 2 months. What people take 3 years to 5 years came in 4 months. It shall be your story in Jesus' name. It's called divine rearrangement. It is not what you do right or what you do wrong. It is not of him that willeth, but it is of the Lord who showeth mercy. Believe in the mercy of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord, when it's upon you, it attracts God's mercy. It attracts God's mercy. Things that you don't deserve just come to you. Jacob was that kind of guy. You will be the next Jacob in Jesus' name. Amen. Number two. So first one is when there's the blessing upon you, like Jacob, things are divinely rearranged in your favor. Things will be divinely rearranged in your favor. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Look, there will be a position that was meant for somebody. You will be the one who will be given. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. You will be the one that will be given. The place I'm working now, when I went, there were about 3 or 4 doctors. They all got angry about something. They are leaving. All of them left. Yeah. All of them. Divine rearrangement. All of them. I have been there just for 2 months. Suddenly, I'm the supervisor. Clap for the Lord Jesus. How could it be? A blessing is in there, inside there. Destroy it not. Destroy it not. As I'm speaking, I'm imparting that spiritual blessing. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it. Oh, yeah, watch it. Yeah. It's a blessing inside. Destroy it not. Number two. When there is divine blessing, there is what we call let me put it this way. Because of this divine blessing upon your life, God will pronounce heavenly blessings upon you. Genesis chapter 32 from verse 25. I'm talking about Jacob. Genesis chapter 32, verse number 25. Now, Jacob was there. You know, when Jacob finally left Laban, he was going away, and then he was told that Esau, his brother, that he stole birthright from, the man who was threatening to kill him, was coming in his direction. The man got scared. Jacob got scared. Fear came upon Jacob. And the Bible says that he divided his company in two. Half here, 5 there, 1 wife here, 1 wife there, all kinds of things. Now, when he did that, he decided to withdraw and go and seek the face of the Lord. All night prayer. And then suddenly, when he was having the all night prayer, he was alone. Then something happened. I think you should even go up a little bit from verse 24. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man, it was an angel, wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Some of us, there are some of you here, you can't even pray for 30 minutes. I'll say it again. If you are here as a Christian and you've never decided, today I will not sleep, I will seek the face of the Lord, you are not ready for this kind of blessing. Or if you are here, you've never decided, I will, my life, rise up early in the morning and pray. You are not prepared for this kind of blessing. This blessing comes to people who wrestle at night with angels. Believe it. I said, we're studying Jacob. Jacob was desperate for spiritual things. Believed and was desperate for divine rearrangements. He was also desperate for angelic blessings. And whatever he would do to get it, he would. Jacob was left alone. He liked to be alone with God. He liked to be alone with God. You like being with people all the time. There should be a time where you just decided, I'll wake up at 4 a.m. I will just sing praises and read the Bible and pray. Just be in the presence of God. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Keep going. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, the man, the angel, touched the socket, Spencer, come, of Jacob's hip. And the socket of Jacob's hip came out of joint. It was dislocated. He was like that. He was like that. Came out. The joint, can you imagine? The man hits. That man knew anatomy. And then it dislocated. Couldn't walk. In pain. In pain. Then verse 26. Bible says, and he said, let me go, for the day is breaking. But he said, Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. How desperate are you for God's blessing? He said, I will not let you. I said, let me go. He said, no. Let me go. The man is in pain. The man is sleepy. The man is tired. The man is hungry. But he said, I will prefer God. All the excuses I'll put away, and I'll seek the face of God. Desperate. I will not let you go unless you bless me. Tonight, I want that to be your prayer. I will not let you go. Tell the Lord, I will not let you go unless you bless me. In pain. Let me tell you something. When I was... Lady Pastor's sister, Ariel, was being consecrated. They told me they will never let me go to Ghana. Yeah. Because I had signed a contract to work there. Patients had been set up. Nurses had come to work. How should they let me go? How? I did everything for more than 2 weeks. They said, no way. I told myself, this is terrible. Then finally, I got somebody who will work for me on Friday. But I needed somebody to work for me on Thursday. So I thought, okay, they should just give me just 1 day. When I come, I'll work even 3 days extra. They said, no way. No way. I was full of tears. My wife was weeping. Night after night, I couldn't sleep, couldn't eat. Then one Wednesday evening, I said, I'm not going to sleep. I bought my ticket to fly the following day. I said, I'm going to believe God. I prayed through the night. And in the morning, I said, I will not touch. I told God, I will not touch any food. If the devil is holding back, I will not eat until I have an answer. I wrestled through the night and continued in the day. When I went there, I told somebody who was on call that day. The person is on call. I said, I know you're on call in the hospital, but I have patients in the clinic. Can you come and take care of them for me? The person says, I can only do afternoon. I said, no problem. I'll do the morning. My flight was 2:55. I did. And I went to tell the bosses. They said, well, if he says so, so long as he can. 12:37 saw my last case. And I had to drive 1.5 hours to the airport. Catch my flight. I called some friends, meet me at the airport. Take my rental car. I said, God, this thing, I will wrestle till I get the blessing. How desperate are you for God's blessing? I know you are desperate for money. I know you are desperate for marriage. You are desperate for what else? But are you desperate for just a blessing? Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you have a blessing, you have marriage, you have finances, everything else will come. I'm telling you. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow unto it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Let me tell you, Christians today are not desperate for God's blessing. I'm telling you honestly. I know my people. I know you are desperate for many things. Desperate for a man. Desperate for a woman. Desperate for a job. Desperate for all those things. But can you be desperate for the blessing? Can you be desperate like Jacob? Be desperate for birthright? Be desperate for an angel, even in pain? In pain. Bless me. Bless me. Lord, bless me. Bless me. I will not let you go until you bless me. Bring that scripture. The angel could not handle it. Today I'm talking about you guys becoming Jacob's. Thank you. God bless you. He said, let me go, that because day breaks, I have a schedule. I will not let you go unless you bless me. Today, as you touch yourself with oil, tell the Lord, Lord, I am using this oil as a mark of your presence. Bless me if you are God. Bless me, oh Father. I'll do anything for you. Then verse 27. And he said to him, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. 28. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. Why? Because you have struggled with God and with men, and you have prevailed. May you prevail in Jesus' name. May you prevail in Jesus' name. May you have your first spiritual victory in Jesus' name. Yeah. May somebody here become, may you now break through the first time you have an all night by yourself. Even if you are not able to go through the whole night, you tried. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Personal all night. You just sleep from 6 p.m. and you wake up at 11 and say, from 11 to 5, I'm praying. I'm just, Lord, my only prayer is that I will not stop until you bless me. I've been that desperate. I've been that desperate. Yeah. Jacob was that desperate. Don't be desperate for things. Be desperate for God. Inside him is everything that you need. And verse 29. And Jacob asked him, tell me your name, I pray. And the man said, what do you mean? I bless you. Just go away and stop disturbing me. Why are you asking for my name? And he blessed him again. Right there. Clap for the Lord Jesus. He blessed him right there. Ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you that it is God who blesses. Now, this Jacob was blessed. He said, your name shall be now Israel. Israel means God will rule. Prince of God. You will rule with God. Israel. It means ruling with God. You know, when you are blessed and you are called Israel, now your battle is not your battle. It is you and God at work. Hallelujah. If God be for you, who can be against you? Yeah. You are the majority. Israel, it means ruling with God. Prevailing with God. When you prevail, it's not you. It's not by my power, nor by mind, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. How do you think that the things were rearranged? It was God. Your next story will be, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. When people ask you, how come this is happening? All your story will be, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. Hallelujah. And Bible says, Numbers chapter 22, verse 10 to verse 12. Numbers. This Jacob, who is also called Israel, the blessing was resting upon him. So there was a time that Israel, who's Jacob? Jacob is Israel. So Balaam said to God, Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent me saying, watch this. Look, a people have come out of Egypt. That's the people of Israel, Jacob's descendant. And they cover the face of the earth. Come now, curse them for me. Perhaps I shall be able to overpower them and drive them out. Watch this. Watch this. Watch how curses bounce back from you when the blessing of the Lord is upon you. Yeah. Destroy it not, for there's a blessing. Then the Lord said, and God said to Balaam, you shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people. Why? For they are blessed. Clap for the Lord Jesus. They are blessed. They are blessed. And God went through all, every extent, including causing donkeys to speak. When Balaam forced to go,
God will do everything. When the blessing, tonight, I am telling you, be like Jacob and ask the Lord, bless me indeed. There's a guy who's called what? Jabez, whatever you call it, Jabez, no matter what it is, a blessing about him. First Chronicles chapter 6 verse 10, I believe. Yeah, First Chronicles, is it 4:10 or 6:10? Bring it. Yeah. 4:9 and 10. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother had called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in sorrow and in pain. King James says sorrow. It doesn't matter how you were born. It doesn't matter. They called you trickster, supplanter. They called you thief. Do you know how many things I've drank before? You can change now. And Bible says they bore him in pain. Even the mother testified, this guy will be a sorrow, will only bring problems. As for this guy, he will only bring sorrow. And named him, labeled him sorrow. Let not your background label you. Let not your name label you. Let not your circumstances label you. You can come out. Amen. Then verse 10. And Bible says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel. Just like Jacob. JJ. Tell somebody, JJ. JJ. Oh, that you will bless me indeed. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Oh, that you will bless me indeed. That you will bless me indeed. And enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. What they label with me will not be associated with me. They called me pain from birth. I will not be a pain in somebody somewhere. I will not be a pain. So God granted him what he requested. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Yes. Tonight I'm just trying to tell you, when the Lord chooses you, he's chosen you. There is a blessing in it. Destroy it not. Don't destroy it. And this happened, and he changed everything about him. Now, this thing, Numbers chapter 22, verse 10, verse 12, says, no. Don't curse, because you are blessed. Who Jah bless, let no man curse. You know, there's a song like that. Bob Marley. For they are blessed. This guy did everything to curse them. It didn't work. May you be that kind of person. May you from tonight, as the spirit of this word comes, may it change you and transform you in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, I have so much to say on this, but I'll give you a last one, and then tomorrow we'll continue, because the rest are loaded. Yeah, the Bible says that number three, is that right? So number one is what? When you are walking, to walk in the blessings of Jacob, you must believe in divine rearrangements. Number two, you must believe in divine blessings. Blessings from God, from angels. You must believe in them. Number three, you must believe in earthly blessings from authority figures. Yeah, you must believe in them. Those who don't honor parents, begin to honor parents, that it may be well with you. The Bible says, in Genesis chapter 27, verse 24 to 29, that'll be our last passage, and we will oil ourselves in the blessing. And you all know this story. When Isaac sent Esau to go and bring venison for him to eat, so that his soul will bless Esau. And then their mother heard it. And called Jacob, said, hey, I've heard your daddy is speaking. Your daddy is about to die. His last breath of blessing needs to come to you. You better believe it. And then he said, hey, but how can I do this? If I go and try to get the blessing, I may easily get a curse because my father knows the difference. And then Rebecca says, may that curse be upon me. Listen, when there's a blessing on you and a curse is coming to you, God can divert it easily. Look, destroy it not, because there's a blessing inside. Let not a curse reach. There's a blessing. What you need is God's blessing. I'm telling you. What you need, things will deflect. Things will rearrange. Angels, God will give you the zeal to love spirituality. Just keep asking and believing God for the blessings that come from the Lord that make rich and add no sorrow. Everything, God can give anybody anything. I'm telling you honestly. You just have to have in the cluster, you must be blessed. Yes. So the thing, this world is full of curses. This world is full of problems. Just align yourself for God's blessing so that even if the curse is flying by, it will be deflected like a bulletproof. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. God doesn't mind that because you are blessed, your mother is standing there, your mother will receive the curse. Say, God forbid. It should not be your mother, it should be some stranger. But this time it was a mother. Rebecca got the curse and Jacob got the blessing. A time that he was supposed to be cursed, it was diverted to the mother. Let it the curse be. Upon, I thought by now she would have even showed it, but it's okay. And so he said, he did everything. The mother cooked everything and presented to the boy. Go and give it to your daddy. And then when he went to daddy, the daddy said, hey! So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice. The voice is Jacob's voice. But the hands are the hands of Esau. Hey! And he did not recognize him. Oh, God will just close somebody's eyes for you. Yeah. He's chosen you. It's just that there's blessing on you. Just like he closed the people who were in the immigration office, their eyes. You see, they thought that mine was 3 years old. Was only 2 months old. He closed my program director's eyes. He thought that I was a citizen. I was a Ghana boy. Ghana boy. Now I can actually show you my American citizenship. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yes. Even green card is not gone. It's sitting. We deal with passports now. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. I am the real African American. Not you, Spencer. You don't even have an African passport. You have only American. Me have African passport, American passport. I'm the African American man. Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not telling you a fairy tale. Believe in this. Jacob was worse than you. But his life turned around. Look at his attitude. His attitude. He will make any risk, even for the blessing. This guy was a guy who likes blessings. Desperate for blessings. See, birthright, it has to come with blessing. I will go for it. He is an angel that can bless. Hey, let me hang tight on this angel. Even with a dislocated joint, I will strive to be blessed. He sees I can cook before and be blessed. I'll do it. I can actually maneuver my way for God's blessing. I'll do it. I'll do it. Desperate. I'm whetting your appetite for God's blessings. Wherever it comes from. And God willing, tomorrow I'll show you some practical things you can do. You will be the modern day Jacob. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy, like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. Wow. So he blessed him. So his father blessed him. May your father bless you. May your mother bless you. May your boss bless you. May your husband bless you. May any authority figure bless you. May your pastor bless you. That is why I intentionally bring Bishop Doug every Sunday to bless us. Because I believe in the blessings he's giving to the young people. We can connect by internet so that you will receive that direct blessing too. Yeah. Whenever that communion is there and then the blessings are going, lift your hands and be like Jacob. Yeah. Me, I like blessings. I don't know what you... Me, I like blessings. Anywhere there's a blessing. Yeah. Anything that will bring a curse, I'll run away. Blessings? No. You could see what he said. He said, hey, if I go and my father curses me. He didn't like curses. Anything that will bring a curse, he will run away. But the mother didn't care. Okay, if you will shield me, no problem. And so he blessed him. Verse 24. Watch this. Then he said, are you really my son Esau? He said, I am. Then verse 25. He said, bring it near to me and I will eat of my son's venison or game so that my soul may bless you. Huh. When he had blessed you, he said, yes, this is my territory. This is the thing that gives me blood, my blood to flow. So he brought it near to him and he ate and he brought him wine and he drank. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Any form of service that will bring you blessings, serve. Serve. Serve the Lord to be blessed. Serve your parents to be blessed. Serve your boss to be blessed. Even serve your pastors. Me, I don't joke with men of God. Oh, yeah. I don't joke with it at all. Whatever I'll do. Any form of blessing, I will. You should see how the way I treat my bishops. Yeah. When you see me, you should see the way I serve them. Oh, yeah. Blessing. I see that titled man of God. Whether it's by mistake or not, on your... You are an expression of God. I will connect for the blessing. There's a blessing. There's a blessing in it. And he said, bring it near to me. And he drank. Then verse, look at what he said, verse 26. Then his father Isaac said to him, come near now and kiss me, my son. Let me tell you something. It takes a soul to bless you. Try whoever it is that you serve, who's an authority over you. Try to provoke a nice feeling inside. Because blessing comes from inside. He said, let me eat that my soul may bless you. It's not the lips that bless. The blessing comes from inside. Try and provoke. If it's a parent, provoke nice feelings. If it's a pastor, provoke nice feelings. If it's a boss, provoke nice feelings. So that from inside, they will bless you. Yeah. Me, I like giving the authority figures in my life nice feelings. So they will bless me. Before my father died, there was a day that he said that I don't give him enough money. I went and showed him, Daddy, I'm giving you a quarter of my salary every month. When my father saw it, he was so touched. He lifted me, said, come on, get up. He started speaking. May the Lord bless the works of your hands. Everything you do, may it do well. My father had never spoken that way before. I provoked a nice feeling. Sometimes some notes. Look, it's not only children that need tender loving care. Adults also need tender loving care. Parents also need tender loving care. Amen. When you provoke evil feelings, evil will come out. When you provoke good feelings will come out. Even when I'm laying my hands on people here, there are some people when I see, my heart jumps with blessings. Yeah. My heart. You know, there some is my hand that is blessing, but some is my heart that is blessing. Yeah. I don't know who you are, but there are some of you like that. In fact, there are most of you like that. In fact, there are all of you like that. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. I can feel it that this man, this woman, as he's standing there, that split second is a life-changing second. My father rained blessings, spoke, spoke with tears running down his face. I said, this is the moment. This is the moment I've always been looking for. Sometimes you can turn a bad situation into good. My father was angry with me. Then I came and turned everything, rather, into a blessing. What the Lord intended for your evil, may God, what the devil intended for, may God turn it around for your good. Amen. All of you who don't have good relationship with your parents, you are not correct. I'm telling you, you are not correct. You are not correct. May you not be cursed. From tonight's meeting, may you be turned around in Jesus' name. Come near now and kiss me. Kiss me, my son. Kiss me, my son. Then look at what happened. Verse 27. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. May the Lord bless your field. That means he blesses your home. That means he blesses your job. That means he blesses your body. That means he blesses your surroundings. Everywhere you go, may that field be turned into a blessing for you in the name of Jesus Christ. May God's blessing be in your field. May your field be blessed. May your field be blessed. May your field be blessed. Your field, your job. Your field, your home. Your field, your marriage. Your field, being your children. Your field, being your thinking. Your field, being your school. Your academic work. May your field be blessed. May you smell like a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God. Look at what he said. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven. Do you know the dew of heaven? The freshness. The first things. The untouched. The dew, when it's on leaves, nobody has stepped on it. Nobody has ever used it. It means that may God's first and best be your portion. May you be blessed with the dew of heaven. With the freshness of heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ. Brandon, say amen. Yeah. And the fatness of the earth. You know the fatted calf, there's leanness and there's fatness. May you enjoy the fatness. When there is a job and there's a job, may you get the better job in Jesus' name. Yeah. When there's a lean wife and a big wife, may you get the big one. Amen. You don't like that one. Hey. Look, Pastor Richard is happy. Yes. And may the Lord bless you with plenty of grain and wine. May the Lord bless you with plenty of grain and wine. I am speaking into your life. I am speaking it into your life. Whatever Jacob received, may you have it also. And it's only for those who believe. I'm telling you, it's happening. It's happening now. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. Plenty of grain and wine. Not scanty. Not a few. Plenty of grain and wine. Plenty. The overflow. May you have a car that has two spaces, but you have three cars. A garage of two spaces, but your cars are three and four. Plenty of grain and wine. Jesus' name. Keep on going. And he said, let people serve you. Do you know what that means? You should not just be a servant and a cleaner, but you should be a supervisor. You should be a manager. You should be a boss. You should be promoted. That is a blessing in Jesus' name. May people serve you. May people serve you. May people serve you. Let people serve you in the name of Jesus Christ. How long will you be clocking in? May you now supervise people who clock in Jesus' name. May nations bow to you. That means you'll be an international somebody. That means your subordinates, some will be whites. Some will be wise. Even in a white infested job, you will still be a manager. In Jesus' name, clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Nations will bow down to you. Be a master over your brethren. Among your siblings, may you be the best. May you be the best. May you be the best.
Whatever your brothers and sisters could not do, may the Lord give you the capability of doing it. Whatever was lacking in your family, I'm telling you, blessings, eh? That was Jacob. He loved blessings. Me, I love blessings. Sometimes I'll open the thing as Bishop is speaking. Speak over me. Wash me with a blessing. Cleanse me. Shower me with a blessing. May these showers be yours. Be a master of your brethren. Be a master over your brethren. Be a master over your brethren. And let your mother's sons bow to you. Yeah. Your siblings, they will bow to you. They will ask you, brother, what can we do? Should we clean your house? Should we help you? I mean, you will be giving them tips. You give them dollars. And they say, thank you. Oh, what can I do? Can I clean your shoes? It's not that you want them to serve you, but it will just come naturally. Because you are so blessed, such a blessing to them. They just want to honor you. They just want to honor you. They just want to respect you. May that be your blessing. Jesus. Yeah. And curse be everyone who curses you. I said, curse be everyone who curses you. I said, curse is everyone who curses you. If people try to destroy you, they will be destroyed. There was a guy who tried to destroy me. He was moved. He was moved so quickly, he could not even look back. Yeah. May curse be everyone who curses you. From today, you are free of all curses in Jesus' name. From today, may you be free of every curse, whether it's a family curse, whether it's a job-related curse, whether it's a curse you caused. May the Lord neutralize it all in Jesus' name. And blessed be those who bless you. Anybody who does you good, may the Lord bless that person. May people come around to be of good to you just so that they will be blessed. May people recognize that this woman, this man, anytime that I help her, I get help. Anytime that I serve him, I get served. Anytime that I'm good to him, something good happens to me. May you be that kind of person where people recognize there's a blessing around her. There's a blessing around him. And may they tap into that blessing. May you be a source of blessing everywhere you go. Verse 30. And the Bible says over there, verse 30, now it happened. Somebody say it happened. It will happen to you. It will happen to you. It will happen to you. It happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob. Do you know what that means? May there be no blessing that you, that is assigned for you, that somebody will take. May the blessing be complete. There is something called incomplete blessing. There's something called, he didn't finish blessing me. Whatever the blessing, look, whoever's parents are alive, may they never die without blessing you. Your life will not be complete. Tomorrow I'll show you how Jacob, even how he died, you, even when you're about to die, you die the death of the righteous. You don't squeal. Yes, all the blessings of Jacob this week, we are tapping into it in Jesus' name. May your parent who is alive actually be provoked to pour complete, not some. Exhausted. Finish before anything interferes. Before any adversary comes. Before any situation comes. Whatever is supposed to be a blessing in your life, may it never go away until it is complete. Whoever has your blessing will not die until they've given it to you in Jesus' name. Whatever it is that has obstructed you from the source of your blessing, from today may it come to you. From today may it come to you. Today I came to tell you that whatever is a yoke of indignation is broken from today in the name of Jesus Christ. For those of you whose parents have died already, whatever it is that they took to the grave, may the Lord send somebody to complete the unfinished work in Jesus' name. May the Lord send a pastor, send an uncle, send somebody with the authority or to bless you to actually complete the blessing. Whatever was not complete, may you receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the blessings of Jacob be your portion. May angels like blessing you. May angels like your areas. May circumstances be rearranged because of you. those that have birthrights that are ridiculing you, let them find out that truly yours is better. Let something rearrange. Some of you, your job, the person you serve, his throne is going to be given to you. You're going to be sitting on nothing. You're going to be blessed. Things are going to be rearranged. Don't worry at all. It's just a matter of time. May the Lord bless every word that has been spoken. May the Lord honor you. May the Lord lift you up. May the Lord lift you up. May the Lord rain his blessing upon your life, upon your life, upon your life. Every day of your life, you'll be that you have the blessing of a son, the blessing of a son, the blessing of a son, the blessing of a son comes to you now, now. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Yes. Give me some oil. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. Jesus. Everybody lift up your oil. Lift up your oil. Lift up your oil. If you brought oil, lift it up. I told you to bring oil. I told you to bring oil. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. You didn't bring oil? Okay, I'll give you my oil. Bring that. Bring this. Bring the one inside that bottle. Like it. Father, I pray that every word that has been spoken, dissolve it in the oil of the holy anointing oil and touch everyone. May everyone go home with the blessing of Jacob, with a desire for the blessing. Destroy them not, for there's a blessing inside of them. I pray what is meant to be a distraction will not be a distraction anymore. Those that were meant to die will not die premature. Those who are sick to be destroyed by cancer, heart attack, stroke, will not be suffering that way anymore. I pray, let this oil be a sign of the real deal. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Khaboruma sambrandene mazobrada. Krondoni mazambrandene ba. Krondo de bazabrodo tabandere basunda. Kononi mazambrande. Molo zibrandere babonda. Oroma handaria zubrondonima. Kialo zibranda. There are some few people here. You found it difficult believing in the blessing of the Lord. It's hard because of what you have been through. When we talk about blessing, you think it's a joke. You think they are ridiculing you. You think you are not part of it. Your past, your circumstances, your situations have voiced negativity into your heart so much that you don't believe in blessings anymore. You think you are born to suffer. God says he's breaking that yoke now. Bible says in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, even from verse 25, it says, in that day, all the indignation shall cease. The indignation will cease. Yet a little while, the indignation will cease. And verse 27, it says, and it shall come to pass in that day that the burden will be taken away from your shoulder and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Thank you, Lord. You are here like that. You find it difficult to believe in blessing. Walk up to the front. You are here like that. It's been difficult to believe that it will be well. Walk up, walk up, walk up right now. You are the one. Walk up. Kabo sibrandini masoprata. Krondoni masibrandoni makabalustaba. You find it hard to believe that you will ever be blessed. That you will excel. In fact, sometimes you argue with yourself that how can it be? How can it be? Sometimes you question, is God real? Is God real? If he's real, why is this so? Lift up your hand right here. For the miracle is about to happen to you. For that miracle, is here for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I can't wait for tomorrow. It's bubbling in my heart. For the blessing of the Lord is for you, my brother. You will never be the same. Never, never, never. Jesus. Touch him and transform. Whatever it was that was difficult, from today, make it easy, Lord. Jesus, make it easy. The blessing, the blessing, the blessing, the transforming blessing rests upon you. The transforming blessing rests upon you now. Jesus, Jesus Christ. Kaboli braha tosi brande nima. Kola sebre tusi braha. Krenu nima sebra nima baha. Jesus. Tonight is a night of blessings. Receive it in abundance. I speak the blessing that transformed Jacob into your life. From today, have faith. Desperate for the blessings of the Lord. May you receive the blessings of the Lord. Everywhere you go, everywhere you go, everywhere you go. In Jesus' name. I break the yoke of bondage right now. Come out, you foul spirit of distraction. Cease operating in this one. I speak to you in the authority of the power of Jesus Christ. I curse every plan of Satan that wishes to destroy you. It ceases now. Destroy him not. Leave a blessing in here. Give me some more oil. Leave a blessing in here. Thank you, Jesus. You foul spirit of destruction, I rebuke you. I curse you. Come out of this one. Loose him. Set him free. In the name of Jesus Christ. From today, I bind you. I bind you from operating in this vessel. The Holy Spirit operates now. The blood of Jesus Christ will take the place of every demon. Let angels stand alert. Bless, 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 bless. I speak to you. You foul spirit of lying. You foul spirit of stealing. You foul spirit of destruction. Lose him now in the name of Jesus. I curse you now. You will never be the same. Thank you, Jesus. Be blessed. Let the blessing settle on you in Jesus' name. Tonight is a night of blessing. You'll be blessed. Oh, a blessed field. Oh, you smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. A field that the Lord has blessed. A field that the Lord has blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Be a field that the Lord has blessed. Be a field that the Lord has blessed. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. A field blessed by the Lord. Right now, right now. A field that the Lord has blessed. A field that the Lord has blessed. A field that the Lord has blessed. Thank you, Jesus. A field that the Lord has blessed. Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. A field that the Lord has blessed. Every aspect of you be blessed now. In the name of Jesus. A field that the Lord has blessed. A field that the Lord has blessed. You know what? I feel led that every one of you, come. Just a touch of your, believe God. Okay? Believe God. To be touched with the blessing of the Lord. As he spoke, you'll be a field blessed by the Lord. 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 Thank you. A field blessed by the Lord. A field blessed by the Lord. Jesus blesses you. A field blessed by the Lord. May you be a field blessed by the Lord. A fruitful field blessed by the Lord. A field blessed by the Lord. May the oil be blessed. Everyone holding oil, may the Lord anoint that oil for you. In Jesus' name. A field blessed by the Lord. Every aspect of you, May your hands be blessed. May your thoughts be blessed. Ideas of blessing. A field blessed by the Lord. In Jesus' name. A field blessed by the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. The Lord is showering blessings upon you, my friend. The Lord is showering blessings upon you, my friend. You are blessed. I feel blessed. Blessed by the Lord. Jacobic blessings. I feel blessed by the Lord. Your whole household will be represented in the blessing. In Jesus' name. I feel blessed by the Lord. Anointed by the Lord. Blessed by the Lord. Thank you. I feel blessed by the Lord. Wow. What a blessing. Anointed with fresh oil. Blessed by the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. A field blessed by the Lord. A field blessed by the Lord. A field blessed by the Lord. May you be a field blessed by the Lord. Yusuf, God anoints you, sets you up to be a new creature. He came to bless you, to anoint you. A field blessed by the Lord. You'll be a field blessed by the Lord. May you be a field blessed by the Lord. All the children come. A field blessed by the Lord. Oh yes. Supernatural blessing. In Jesus' name. A field blessed by the Lord. A field blessed by the Lord. May you be a special field blessed by the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for faith. Faith to do well. A field blessed by the Lord. A field blessed by the Lord in the name of Jesus. That blessing. A field blessed by the Lord. Oh, yes. It will smell around you. Wow. You're blessed. Totally blessed by the Lord. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. A field blessed by the Lord. Divine healing. Yes, Lord. You're blessed. May you be a field blessed by the Lord. A field blessed by the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Be a field blessed by the Lord. 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 Supernatural blessings from God. A fruitful field blessed by the Lord. A fruitful field blessed by the Lord. A fruitful field blessed by the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Fruitful field blessed by the Lord. Blessed by the Lord. Holy Spirit. Feel blessed by the Lord. Oh, you will arise. Divine healing. Lord, show her a miracle. Come from Gilead. Come from Gilead. Let the paralysis go away. By the blood of Jesus Christ, Jesus heals you today, blesses you today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. A field blessed by the Lord, in the name of Jesus. A field blessed by the Lord. A fruitful field blessed by the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Special field blessed by the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel blessed by the Lord. I feel blessed by the Lord. You and your whole household, blessed by the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. A special feel. Blessed to be a blessing. 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 You'll be a field blessed by the Lord. Everywhere you go, I curse every evil in the name of Jesus Christ. Be a field blessed by the Lord. A special field, anointed with great things. A field blessed by the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anoint. Thank you. Fresh oil. Oh, yes. Let this oil be special. Do well. Excel in Jesus' name. Amen. No, everybody will be blessed. You will be blessed. You can't fight it. A field blessed by the Lord. A field blessed by the Lord. A field blessed by the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. You'll be a field blessed by the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. special favor blessed by the Lord. A special favor blessed by the Lord. A favor blessed by the Lord. Father, favor blessed by the Lord. Blessed by the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. You know what? The Lord is touching you and blessing you. I feel blessed by the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What a blessing. What a blessing. Will never be the same. Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Heal. Deliver. Heal. Deliver. Heal. Deliver. Thank you, Jesus. Feel blessed by the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Fulfilled, blessed by the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Loose. Loose, Lord. Loose. Set free in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. A blessed feeling. Yes, I feel that the Lord has blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be a feel that the Lord has blessed. A feel that the Lord has blessed. A feel that the Lord has blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. A feel that the Lord has blessed. Abundantly blessed. A feel that the Lord has blessed. Be a feel that the Lord has blessed. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands, okay? God bless. Bless. Oh. I feel the Lord has blessed. I feel that the Lord has blessed. Everywhere you go, be blessed. Be blessed. I feel that the Lord has blessed. Everywhere you go, be blessed. Your hands be blessed. May you be honored. I feel that the Lord has blessed. I feel that the Lord has blessed. Receive the blessing of the Lord. On your hands. Everything you touch, you do. Your whole household be blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There's no one going home without a blessing. There's no one going home without a blessing. A feel that the Lord has blessed. A feel that the Lord has blessed. That is who you are. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. A feel that the Lord has blessed. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, may you be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. May you be a field that the Lord has blessed. May you be a field that the Lord has blessed. A field that the Lord has blessed is who you are. Is who you are. Is who you are. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, the fruitful field. What you didn't receive from your father. What you didn't receive from your mother, receive it now. Receive it now. Receive that blessing now. Receive that blessing now. God is going to treat you like a son. You will enjoy it. You will enjoy the blessing. In Jesus' name. A feel that the Lord has blessed. A feel that the Lord has blessed. A feel that the Lord has blessed. What has been a curse, may the Lord make it a blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, anoint with fresh oil. Make you feel that He has blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, and feel that the Lord has blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Release Him into your blessing, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be a feel that the Lord has blessed. Fruitful in every way. Special blessing of favor rest upon you in Jesus' name. Be a fruitful faith. A feel that the Lord has blessed. May you become Israel. Today, every Jacobic thing that resists Israel's blessing goes away. Full manifestation of your Israel. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. And feel that the Lord has blessed. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Wow. Put your hands together for the Lord. Oh, yes. as we lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Father, everything that was to bring distraction, destroy them not, because of the blessing. Because of the blessing. Because of the blessing. Because of the blessing. Let them not be destroyed. Let no one here be destroyed. Even they who are not here but are members of this church, let that blessing rest upon them. Those who couldn't make it, let the angels make it into their homes and spread the blessing upon them. Whatever cluster that your people find themselves, the blessing inside that you put delivers them from the destruction. Those who are meant to die, we send death back in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are supposed to be diagnosed with an evil disease, let surprises show them good health in Jesus' name. Let your anointing break every yoke, every bondage, every addiction, every depression. I pray against every spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare, let every home be blessed. Let every child be blessed. Let every marriage be blessed. Let every job be blessed. Let every hand be blessed. Let every step be blessed. Give every field a blessing. Thank you that no curse shall enter into any home here. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And all shall say aloud, Amen.
Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.